My name is Ellen Jensen Abbott, and I write young adult fantasy novels. I'm also a teacher part-time, teach high school English. And my current novel is called Waters Meet, and it's about a girl who has been ostracized by her community and has to flee from it because she looks different than everybody there, and heads north to try to find her father in this mysterious place called Waters Meet. On the way, she runs into dwarves and centaurs, so it's a kind of a classic fantasy.
Have any of your students read your books, and what do they say about it?
They have read my book. In fact, I teach at an independent school, and it was assigned as summer reading because the school felt like it would be great for kids to meet an author as well. So, you know, fantasy, some people love fantasy, and for some people that's not their thing. So I've had a lot of kids who are really excited about it, and other kids who are like, yeah, because it's classic fantasy.
And what made you decide to start writing?
I didn't start writing until I was 30. And I was home with kids, and I think I was trying to keep my brain activated. And I'm an English teacher and love literature and love story. And I work with high school students, so I think the young adult market was, I was just drawn into that. And then this character started talking in the back of my brain and sort of insisted that I start writing down her story, and I did. And suddenly I had a new career.
About when did you start writing Watersmeet, and how long did it take to finally come to being published?
My first publication took about 10 years. I was working on Watersmeet for about 5. Not constantly. I didn't have anybody saying, we want to see your book. You know, I mean, I was just, it was when I had time and when I was interested. And so I sort of fiddled with it and fiddled with it for years. The sequel is coming out in 2011. And I've written the first draft of that in 9 months. Now it's different because I have a contract and there's a date. And so I have to write to a deadline. But this one took me a lot longer than that.
Are there any books from your childhood or from books that you've read in recent years as well that really inspire you in your writing?
In my childhood, it was Narnia that absolutely seized me. And I read those books. I read The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, which is my favorite of the Narnia books, 13 times. When I was a kid, I'm 44, there wasn't a ton of fantasy. It wasn't like it is now where it's, you know, there's Harry Potter and Twilight and The Hunger Games and all these things. It was sort of Narnia, the Tolkien books, which I read and also loved, and then some sci-fi like, oh, I can't think of the name right now. I'm thinking of all the other books, The Wind in the Door, The Swift Tilting Planet.
The Wrinkle in
Time. There we go, The Wrinkle in Time. You know, and those books definitely are what I was drawing on, I think. So, and I still read a ton of fantasy. I mean, I read constantly.
And what was it that first got you excited about this character? What was it, what was the kernel of character that started off?
First of all, she was insistent. She sort of kept being in my mind, and I knew she had a story to tell. And my first images of her were of someone who was an outsider. And as I started to look into what made her an outsider, I discovered all these things about the world that she was in and the history of that world. I mean, one of the things that's fun about fantasy is you really create your own world, including economy, climate, topography, you know, religion, legends and all of that. And so I started, it really came to me first as starting to learn the world that she lived in to discover why she was outcast. Then I started to follow her on her journey to change her situation. I guess I'm also interested in prejudice for people who have been discriminated against. I have a gay friend who was talking about his homophobia. And for a minute I was like, huh? Why would you be, you know, you're gay. Why would you be homophobic as a gay person? And then suddenly I realized that we all receive images all the time and carry them with us, even if they're describing ourselves. And so this girl is discriminated against, and one of the challenges she has to face is getting over her own discrimination. And that issue just really interested me.
And for the follow-up to this book, is it also centered around the same character? Or are there new characters that are introduced that you're really excited about?
It's her continuing journey. It's really, in some ways, this is the story of this conflict that started a long time ago, 200 years before the action of this current book. And this problem that was started 200 years ago has to be resolved, and this is the next step in resolving it. So book 2 is the next step, and I think there's going to be a book 3, God willing. So it is still the main character. Her name's Avicenna, and there are some of the same characters that come back, but there are also our new characters and some new places, and that was really fun, too, to discover other parts of this world that existed only in my brain but has this whole, all these dimensions that I didn't even know were there.
What is the most rewarding thing for you about being a writer?
There's a lot of different things that are rewarding. In a situation like this where I'm meeting actual readers, I just had a 10-year-old come up to me and go, oh, I love your book, you know, and there's just nothing like that, you know. And then her grandfather said, what's it about? And she started to tell him this whole story, and it was so cool to hear my story from her lips, you know. So that's really exciting. I hate and love the process, too. I mean, there's something really cool about teasing out a story from all this muddle, which is how it feels a lot of the time. And that can be the worst part of it and also the best part of it. So, I mean, sometimes I'm just transported by, like, oh, that's so cool, you know, as I'm writing.